Start your day
with Julian Clegg
on BBC Radio Solent.
Now, an exhibition in Portsmouth will be revealing movie posters which haven't been seen since the 1930s. They were created by Lawrence Gledel, who produced stunning portraits of Hollywood stars before his career was cut short by World War II. And the posters have been lovingly restored by his son, who joins us now, Gough Gledel, with the help from Southie artist Kendall James, who are both joining me in our Gunwharf Quay studio this morning. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Lovely to have you on the show this morning. Gough, let me start with you. Tell me about your late father.
Well, he was a lithographic artist in the 1930s, and he did these wonderful posters, probably straight onto the metal plate to be printed off. And he kept some of them, but he left during the war, never went back, and these were put away in black plastic bags and essentially just lost for 80 years. And it's only this last year I've been able to kind of identify them, and we got them scanned, and Kendall has been able to repair the damage on the computer files. And so the story is, you know, it's been a wonderful year for me. It's a story of discovery for me.
It's lovely.
About my family too, because there's a big family story behind it.
And your dad's, just explain what happened with World War II, because am I right in saying as a Quaker he wouldn't fight, so he volunteered to drive ammunition around the UK?
Yeah, that's basically it. We're not entirely certain, but we know we are a Quaker family, and I believe his brother was a conscientious objector, but my father took a reserve profession. But it might have been difficult for him to get back into the printing trade afterwards because of his views.
So that, do you think he didn't go back into it because basically out of, what, embarrassment or what, worried, well, what people would say? Or,
yeah,
or what?
Well, I don't think, I think possibly there was, you know, resistance, you know, on behalf of the unions and against, you know, people who might have declared themselves kind of pacifists. But this is all guesswork, really.
Right,
we
right.
don't really know.
But such a loss, because clearly such a talent.
Yes, it was great, you know. And later in life, he did some watercolours, which we will also be showing.
Oh, great.
But, yeah, but they're not, you know, they're just like other watercolours. But these posters are really, they hit you in the eye because they are designed as posters, and the colours and the images as bright and bold as they were then, you know, when he did them.
And they've been digitally scanned and restored for the exhibition with the help of Kendall, who's alongside you.
Hello.
Morning, Kendall.
Good morning.
So, look, how good are the posters in your view? Just describe some of them for us.
They're incredibly vivid, very high impact, and the style of them is quite photorealistic with some posterised elements around the outside, like bolder, cleaner, crisper lines.
And that's some
and
are
huge.
Yes, exactly. And some are advertising posters as well, aren't they?
Yeah, so some of them are probably the original sort of billboard size that they would have been back in the day. Obviously, our billboards are very, very large now, but they're about a quarter or a third of some of the bigger billboards that you'd see around Portsmouth, a quarter of that size.
That's
so
lovely.
Still very large, bigger than A0.
That's great. And, Gough, I ought to mention here that Lynn has been in touch on the email, who says, I mentioned this earlier, that she was working at Portsmouth University Library, and one morning in the summer, she was in the MAP library. A colleague called her over and said, Lynn, you'll love this. And there was a tall, quiet man scanning some very large pieces of work. Gough,
that
I think.
That sounds like Gough.
That sounds like Gough.
Not the and, quiet bit, though.
Yeah, no, two out of three there. I'm not very quiet.
And she goes on to say, we had a really nice chat, as I'm interested in drawing, design and films. I was privileged to have a hands-on preview of this fascinating exhibition.
It was probably 2 hours later they stopped talking.
Isn't that lovely? So tell us about the exhibition. Gough, when's it open? How can people come along?
We're setting it up today, and it'll be open from tomorrow right the way through to the 19th.
There's 9 dates over the next 2 weeks.
Oh, great. That's
so
good.
We'll have like a party night on this Saturday the 12th when my family are coming. Some from
lovely,
Wales.
Oh, great.
Yeah, some from Nottingham, where it's a Nottingham story. That was
And then a closing celebration at the end on Saturday the 19th next week as well.
That is terrific.
Because there's a very big family story in this, because my father started as an apprentice at 15, on his 15th birthday, and then my mother came to join the company 3 years later when she was 15. Gosh. And they were sweethearts from very early age. We've got photographs and a portrait
by him.
There's
family history pictures. There's all kinds of information about every aspect of it.
Well, look, Gough and Kendall, thank you for coming on BBC Radio Solent this morning. It's a terrific story, and it's inspired our listeners as ever, which is really nice too. I wish you well, and thank you for being there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. So there you are, Gough Gleadle, who's finally achieving recognition for his dad through the exhibition, which opens at the Art Space in Portsmouth tomorrow and runs through until the 19th of November. More information on the website artspace.co.uk. We love that story, Judy, don't we?
I think that's fabulous.
Really nice. And yes. Thank you for all your posters stories this morning.